There was no silver method here in I live in Rosario, Argentina, and my father had bought the book when I was about I don't remember, and I used to read it over and over, and I found it was very interesting. I was studying biochemistry. I am what you call in Argentina a clinical biochemist. And I found very interesting the idea that you cannot tell your heart to tick more slowly, but if you control your breathing, you can make your heart tick more slowly and your nerves to get slowing down. So I started to read that, and then when I started to work as a biochemist, I found that relaxating and visualizing, I could improve my work. The fact is that when I read about visualizing, it had been very easy for me to visualize because when I was a little girl, I used to play with my imagination, and I used to imagine my teacher with a hat, a colorful hat, for example. So when I read, imagine a fruit and its smell and its texture, it was easy for me. So when I started doing home calls, that is to say, they call me, they tell me the name of a patient that cannot come to the lab, and they gave me the name, the age, and the address. And I thought I used to breathe deeply, count down, and imagine the person. First time it happened, I was absolutely stunned because I knew there could be no trick, no telepathy. There was no one telling me and knowing the face the patient had. My first time was with a young boy, and I could see not only the young boy and what was happening to him, but his little sister. I saw the girl too, and I could sometimes I see the house and the walls that are painting yellow, for example. And I programmed myself that when I see the person, I will help them get healing energy. And it's useful for me so that I can have a deeper diagnosis. Things that even the doctors don't tell me, I know they are happening. Well, for example, once I usually go when little children have angina, a sore throat. And once I saw that a young boy, I asked him with my mind, "What do you have? What is happening to you?" And the little boy told me, "I have birds in my belly." And so I said, "That has nothing to do with a sore throat." But I knew it was a problem of digestion, that his stomach was making noises. So I could tell the doctor, see that if beside the throat, he does not have any problem in his digestion. That is the benefit that I have because I have a health. I have studied in the university for 6 years. So when I see something, I can relate to another disease that maybe even the mother, when she called the doctor, they did not think about that. I see life in a very positive way. See always the glass half full, and that is something everyone around me, they always say. Anyway, well, we have gone afloat through many crises, and I always see the positive thing. I took this as a challenge because I've hardly ever been out of Argentina. So, and I don't speak English normally. I had the luck to go to an English school when I was a young girl. And after that, I read in the internet many things, and I thought, when I saw the classes that you can download for free of Silva, I said, well, this is a new way of practicing and polishing my rusty English. And I found I could understand. I feel wonderful because of this. As I had said, there is no Silva people around here, but I think many people in the health business would have a benefit, and of course the pessimistic people, of course. The only problem is that sometimes I know that when you are very much stressed, and you relax and count down and breathe, there is some little voice that saying, no. In some people, that little voice is stronger. It needs a terrible effort to overcome that kind of little voice.